What? Easy to forget about. What have you got there then? They're pretty, aren't they?
Pretty poppers. Oh, I should.
That's what I was doing.
That's obviously what you're going to do because you've got focus colours there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just picking a bit out of it.
Yeah.
It was for a card, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, well, that's the sort of size piece I've got, I think. Or maybe. It's a little bit bigger than
Mama,
that.
Mama, do you want the skim milk?
Yes, please.
No.
No, I don't want that.
She's giving you all the apple juice, is she?
She's going to give me Charlotte's drink.
That's a nice duck.
Oh, yes, it's a nice duck.
Yes, that's nice. I think anything I do in the future is going to be purely from home consumption and from presents. I mean, I'd love to do something like that, but you couldn't sell it.
No.
Well, you could, but you couldn't sell it for a reasonable price.
Pictures. Do you want me to panic?
No.
But
when is it?
Until September. You've got to, I've got to get, well, Dad's got to form. I can get another one if you can. The forms have got to be in soon, so she knows how many are going to be put on the walls, you know. But you can have three things.
No!
What are you doing eating popcorn?
I want popcorn.
Nice, isn't it?
Yes, three pictures. Which you might like to sell. You give me a price for them.
What sort of price do they go for? Things like that, what do you think?
I've got no idea. But I mean, some pictures are very expensive.
Mm.
You painted pictures.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what were you going to... hoping to sell them for anyway?
Grandma.
Mm-hmm. 25, 20, 25, yeah, depending on the size. This is a dog out there.
Grandma.
I
don't
know. I was tempted
Grandma.
To sell it off cheap.
Grandma.
I mean, I don't want to sell it too cheap because the price of the frame is quite expensive in itself.
What's
but there's that. I mean, it doesn't worry me if I don't sell that because it's quite pretty in the poppy.
Grandma.
So it's the dog and that and the poppy.
Oh, right.
Really? Oh, excuse me.
So, you start again?
No, not at the moment. There you are, let's move on there.
Not you?
Well, it was, yes, but that was a long time ago. I started that. It was tucked inside the book. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a minute, because we must wait for tea and tea butter.
Oh, that's coffee.
Oh, Adam's given her strict instructions as to how to make tea.
Oh, I see. Yes, you have to wait
so
a few minutes.
She puts the pinging on for 3 minutes.
Yes, now, the Beckley Church, friend of Beckley Church, make a quarter, I think, of whatever you sell it for.
Cool.
I think it's a quarter.
25%?
Or is it 10%?
That's a big commission.
I'm not sure, Lord.
They'd have to up the price considerably
no,
then.
It wasn't, I don't think it was, can't be. Can't be 20.
Thank you, darling.
It's more likely to be 10.
10 or 15.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, I mean, you can put them in at 30.
The most car.
You can try. If they don't go, well,
they don't go.
Go.
Do you want the sweetness?
No, not for me. Thank you. Sugar for Grandpa, please. Yes, no reason why you can't put them in at that price. I mean, the...
Some mug might buy them.
The little dog maybe won't go perhaps for that much.
Well, no, there's no mount or anything on that one. It's just as is. That was the cheapest frame I could do because I didn't like it and I'd finished it. I begrudged the price of the frame.
I think he's quite nice.
You can buy him if you want.
No, I don't want him. But I
think he's quite mad. I mean,
he's all right, but he's...
now accounting for taste. Some people, you know, buy funny things.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it.
No.
I'll give it to you, but I wouldn't buy it.
So they're the only ones you want to get rid of, or they're the only ones you've got?
Yeah, well, I've still got the other two, but I don't know whether Brian and Pauline are going to want them back. I mean, they've just... I've had them back for a craft fair.
Oh, that's the tile?
The tile and the alphabet.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't... I would never get the price I'd want for the alphabet.
What would you want for that?
Well, I've gone to over 100 for that. Because it's got an expensive frame and it's a lot of work. Wait till she comes back. See if we get it up.
Now I'm just trying to think of some of those pictures that were in there. Now there was one, it was that size. There was a pear like that. Lovely little pictures. They were done by Peter J. Have you heard of Peter J?
No.
Where he lives in Peter's Marsh or somewhere like that. He's well known. Well known person. Our dad would tell you who he is. Finance or something like that. Now those two little pictures were, oh, I think they were 100 and something each. Maybe more.
Well, he's a well known artist.
Well, yes, I suppose he is.
That helps.
Yes, I suppose he is. But, I mean, those pictures we bought were 120. And, I mean, they're only done by somebody in the village.
Well, yeah, I mean, the answer is...
But we like them.
You pay what you feel, don't you? If you like something enough, you know what you can afford and what you're willing to pay for it, and if it's priced more, then you don't buy it.
That's right. Well, you see, something like that might just appeal to somebody, an embroidered picture.
You never know. Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Well.
Is this in the flower festival?
Yes.
Oh, well. It's in keeping then, isn't it?
Yes, in the glebe rooms. I'll put you down for three then, shall I? I don't know if Dad's going to enter any photographs this year.
Because he doesn't want to sell.
Well, I mean, he sold. What was the percentage the church take on pictures? Was it 10% or 15? Careful, sweetheart.
I think I forget the sweetness.
Yes, I think so too.
I'm not sure. I need to look at the sheet. I thought it was 10.
One.
Can't be 20.
No, I think that's too much. I thought it was a quarter, but it's not.
Well, it's not 25%, no. It's around 10 or 15% or something. Well, you're thinking of the flower festival. Art exhibition.
That would be one of them. That little flower up there.
Yeah.
And the poppies are in the hall, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And the little dog in the hall.
Do you like my hair? What's that?
It's coffee.
She probably wouldn't notice much difference.
What?
Pardon? Well, it's not a lot, so I'm assuming it's really the length which is different, isn't it?
It's better. She takes it away.
What's this?
All the split bits.
Yeah.
What's what?
That? That's for going in the swimming pool.
Oh, it's a rubber ring with holes. It's a sit-in type rubber ring.
Oh, I see.
Mine the rubber ring.
Which? Who?
The lady who cut my hair.
Uh-huh.
She said, how long? It was the last time you cut your hair. I said 5 months. And she said, oh, it's a lot. Daddy. She was like, it's a lot.
I haven't had my hair cut since last July.
Yeah.
June, in fact. June. When I went to. Yes. Well, it might have been July, I can't remember. You can sing your songs now. You're going to sing your songs to Grandma.
I didn't realise that that nursery rhyme commemorates the plague, the Great Plague.
What, the posies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tissue, tissue, all fall down is the Great Plague in 1666. 1665. 1665, because the Great Fire was 1666 and
burned. Got rid of the plague, yeah.
So which is the one on borrowing?
That one.
Actual hardback one.
I think so, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
it's funny how these things have got their origins, haven't they?
Yes.
What you dream, Miss Corvax?
The Black Death. Oh.
I'm a teacher.
Jess. That's not Jessie.
Oh no, Postman Pat's cat's called Jess.
Yes,
that's
in there.
Oh, it's in there.
The rabbits are in the medieval tapestry.
As a mouse in the house. With the cheese. Holy cheese.
I must do a sample for Amy. One time.
Well now, isn't that like... Oh dear. Time to bed,
next time I come, I'll have a few little
thingies
off your cards.
Oh.
Have some now. What shape do you want?
It's fun to learn with Thomas the Tank and Friend.
I said, what shape, not size? You don't have a choice of size, they're all the same.
Oh, are they? Oh, I don't mind.
Can I have a Hagelblom? Oval or round, I think. And what colour?
Oh.
Pale blue, pale green, red, cream. Pale pink, I think. There's a choice. We've got to go upstairs and have a look, haven't we?
Work with me.
Your what?
My stump work.
Stump work?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Went to
Charlotte, stop climbing on the chairs, please, love.
Went to a craft afternoon a couple of weeks ago in Rye. And stump work is basically padded out embroidery or whatever.
Ladybirds,
like
butterflies, daisies.
Like
not really, no. It's all sorts of
daisies,
things.
Flowers,
we did something called.
No.
What was it called? I can't even name it. Believing now. But it was. You did a line across, so you were going to do a long stitch. Then you did buttonhole stitch around that. Then you did another line underneath. Then you did buttonhole stitch round the line and the bottom of the other buttonhole stitch. And you ended up with, we had to do little squares. And you put your finger through it. There's nothing on the, you don't catch the material down at all.
Except from side to side.
Except from side to side.
What did you pad it with then?
Well, that wasn't padded. That was for. I don't quite know what they wanted to do with that. But there was a face that was built up with three different sizes of felt, small, next size up, not much bigger each time. Then you had a piece of calico, a little bit bigger. You did a running thread all around the outside and pulled it so that it
lapped over the felt, which you had stitched down first.
No.
Are you with me?
No, not really.
No.
Well, imagine three pieces of felt, one on top of the other.
Are you pushing
the table? Yes. The top one you just tacked round, not a little way in from the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, got that.
And you did three different size pieces of felt.
It is three different sizes, yes. Small, medium, and
right,
large.
Okay.
Larger one on the top. So, so it is a bit padded. Then you put the calico around the outside with the draw thread and pull it so that it tucks underneath.
So what shape have you got? You've got a round padded shape.
Round, slightly oval, whatever.
Padded shape.
Padded shape.
Right. And you're making a face on it?
Yes.
Right, I'm with you.
Then you make a face on that. Then you put a piece of felt around the outside as hair.
What's this in your face?
And then you satin stitch all over that. Which I'm in the process of doing.
Yes, another flower.
Yes, if you haven't got enough.
Ready to scoop up all the flowers in September.
No, it's not. I shan't be using that
dirty.
In September.
Not
dirty. Then we did loose
not
leaves.
Dirty.
All right.
Standing up leaves.
Gone.
All gone.
Which is
nice and clean, are they?
You put a needle in the material.
It's gone.
And leave it there.
It's gone.
You do a V shape with the cotton from underneath the needle and up the other side.
Why don't you do a
little way away from the needle each side.
Mm-hmm.
And you do another
one
from right next to the needle down to the point and just go around it. And then you weave it in and out like basket stitch, in and out over the cotton and under the cotton. Until you get to the top. You stick it through, fasten off the back, pull the needle out. And you've got a leaf, a stand-up leaf.
Maria, give me it.
So,
you've been having fun then?
Yes. And then she showed us some beads with big holes that you do embroidery silk down and then cover them.
What, the beads?
The beads. Sew them onto fabric like a bunch of grapes with sort of purple and that stranded.
Oh, shut up.
Coloured.
Okay, don't move.
Like
stop it.
So I've done that.
I shoot.
Plus three loose leaves at the top.
See?
This looks quite good.
H-A-R.
Can you afford the time to have all these breaks for other pursuits?
It was only an afternoon, 2 to 4. Yes, we've had the.
It's written
you are
Charlotte.
Speaking in English letters.
Written Charlotte.
Very good.
You should be doing it in small letters.
No, pronunciation, I mean.
Yes, yeah, no, I'm saying when you write,
instead of,
for her to see, it should be lowercase letters.
Dirty fingers.
Yes, they learn to read lowercase before they read capitals.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's it, yeah.
You don't need to do that. Me? No. There's only one L.
All
right.
L-O,
that's it. T.
T.
T. E. There.
What is the tail?
Would you be careful?
We've had the parish magazine, and it's got a write-up of the May our craft thingy.
Somebody is having a go at the Perrin family.
Oh, the this was Shirley that's written this up. You said about our own craft evening and variety of things and all that.
This is the WI?
Yes, this is WI for our own one. And it's got Miss June Fox and Mr. Parry were the judges. Mrs. got the highest number of marks and won the cup.
He was dancing. He was
judging?
Only judging photographs.
I was judging photographs.
That was badly written then, wasn't it?
Well, I think that we ought to get Nan or somebody to put a retraction. I mean, we don't do it ourselves. But I think in next month's Parish Magazine, it should be pointed out that...
Mr. was only judging the photographs.
Yes, it should be pointed out that I was only judging the photographs.
Yeah, but they haven't tweeted this one yet.
And that I was only
judging in
areas where you weren't competing.
It sounds like you've given them all the points, doesn't it?
Sometimes I think that Shirley so thick she wouldn't understand anyway what she was writing.
No, I don't think she...
She wasn't done with manners, she's just got bone between the ears.
It's just the way people would read it.
She lives on another planet.
Well, I was accosted yesterday by Stan. I see, he said. Yes. So you've got all the marks from Ron.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't read it, you see. He said that's how it reads.
It does read that way now. We've got a copy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I reckon we ought to get Nan or one of the contributors to point out that the...
Well, I think she's made a mistake with Joan, because Joan didn't get the plate for the highest number of silver stars, it got gold stars.
Yeah.
That's wrong in the first place.
Yeah. Where's it gone?
So you just want that one?
Yes, please.
Put these back in the cupboard then.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. Sure, I'll find something else.
Oh, I think so. Ooh. Want to come upstairs while I'm free? White or cream?
I suppose white is best, really, is it? I was thinking of doing a bib with a cotton lining, putting some lace in between.
Yes.
I think I should be making things for Jamie when she comes.
Yes, I heard that. Yes.
You're not supposed to throw it on the floor. Is it?
Right, how much do you want?
I don't want to look. Bib size.
It's all come undiddled.
How is it?
Right. Well, if I...
No.
Like that?
Yeah, I should think that's big enough,
well, then
isn't
you
it?
Probably make two or three then.
Probably.
That's worth quite a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Would you like me to pay you?
No.
I'm sure.
Yeah, one of the eggs. I think I've probably got a better deal.
Oh dear.
Well, thank you. A few cards as well, that's worth a couple of dozen eggs,
I'm
really.
Yes, I'm sure it is, dear.
I'm not sure.
But you're not. You belong to me, don't you?
Oh, I don't belong to
anybody. Is it switched on?
It is.
How is it?
Right.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I've got many cards up here. They're in my bedroom, I think. Let's have a look.
They're all done. Oh, these are all done ones.
These are. Yes, that's all I've got
up here. Well, I don't want many because I'm not going to do that many.
They're not the colours you want, are they?
I suppose not really.
What shape did you want?
Well, I was going to have one of each, wouldn't I?
One of each shape, for what colour?
Well, that's quite a pretty colour, isn't it?
The green is, yeah. Mm. That takes white quite nicely.
Mm.
I don't know if I've got a green one with a cream. No, that's got white in it. Is that all I've got left? Oh, right, yes. Oh, see there.
They're not in your bedroom, they're here.
Oh, no! Oh, it's in the box, what I've got.
Oh, golly.
The red screen one. There's three ovals there, and pink. Pink oval.
Oh, yes.
Creamy coloured ovals, blue. Is ovals the ones you prefer?
Well, I don't really mind.
What fabric have you got?
Hmm?
What fabric have you got?
Well, this white.
Oh, you're going to use that, are you?
Well, I've got a bit of that, which I think will do one or two.
Right.
Well,
no, white is better not put white in that colour.
Not in cream, no.
But white goes all right in there.
Yeah, all right. Well,
It probably goes all right in there.
All right. Well, I'll probably only do that before. So.
Well, look. If I give you. There's two pink ovals with envelopes and three green ones.
Right.
How's that?
Thank you very much.
Are these
much
to sell?
Yes, they will be.
Right then. I want some of those, don't they?
Oh. Oh, I suppose so, yes.
One, two, three, four, five.
Right.
Oh. Yeah,
I've got five.
There you are. They just fold over. Right. Have some of those as well. Because then you just fold it over and
stick the thing
stick
on.
It down, yeah. And write the price on.
Mm.
Anyway,
you're
all done now.
Thank you. What do I stick it with? Prit? Did you use Prit?
No, Copydex.
Copydex. Oh, I'm sure we've got some of that.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit around the edges.
Yes. Right. I'll see what I can do by September.
I should be able to do a fair bit by then.
Yes, well, I say I've done the doll. That's for August. That's for the Beckley Fete. But it's for the Friends of Beckley Church, and it's guess the doll's birth date. Which is, as you said, you should have two. So that's done. Yes, I've cut out the.
Just a minute. Oh, yes,
I've cut out the dress. Now that's. I've got to just start doing the thingies on that now. You know, picking up all the points.
Oh, right.
I've got to get that done. I've got to alter the christening dress, alter the cuffs on the little jacket, and make a bib. I think I'll get all that done in 3 months.
Yeah. Do you think so? mind. Oh, God. So I've just taken a look in here. It's like a bomb. I seem to sign his life away.
Where's the door?
It's just in there.
You've got a bomb in your wall here.
Yeah, permanent fixture.
Are you putting in the bed now, do
you?
No. No, it's just the...
Was it changing rooms?
Yes, I put the carry cot in there.
I'm just doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I can do it all because I need some drills and things to make holes for the fitting.
Oh, do you? Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know you had to make holes.
Yes. Well, the rail on which you mount the auto vent needs to have holes drilled to take the plate fitting. There is a plate fitted, but there is a little bracket that sits in behind that you can screw into, but you've got to make the holes originally, unfortunately.
Oh, right.
It's, I'm hoping that I can make use of the two holes that are in the window.
You never know, do you?
In the window. And which I can half fit it. It's all rather complicated. I'll
yes.
See what I can do. I'll
have
go
fun.
As far as I can.
Have
we got a screwdriver? Yes. Small one. Is there another size up? Or is it getting too big then? Oh look, there's quite a lot of tools there. There's another one of those out. Yeah, this will probably do actually.
Come on, take that.
No, I don't need those.
No?
No. Hey?
I don't think there's another. That's smaller, isn't it?
No, this will do.
Don't need a Phillips one?
No, there.
I think you've probably got it all.
Thingy.
Selling wool. I thought I meant to go to children's wear. By nappies. To do it tomorrow now.
That's your freebie.
Oh, I see.
Tells you how to do it.
Oh. I haven't. I need telling.
We think you might do, don't you? It's a thingy, it's that. That's it.
Oh, right. Yes, well, I shall have to do some.
You sent off all your.
Yes, I've sent it. I haven't got anything back yet.
No.
That's a tiny little card, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, that's the small size. So yes, these are the ones you've got, the big ones.
Yeah.
Dinky, isn't it? No envelope.
Oh no envelope there. No. The first one was a basket of flowers. Which I managed to do.
Did you?
Well, you see, when I saw this, I thought it was quite big. Hold. But it's not, is it? When Susie came.
What does it say? No, it's 14. It's the same.
It's the same. She said it's just the same.
I think you were just frightened off, weren't you?
Well, I don't know. The way you two do the work, it looks so fine that I didn't think I could see it properly.
Well, it is quite fine. I mean, it does make your eyes ache if you do it for too long.
Yeah, well, I can't do too much at once.
Depends on the colours you're having to use,
well,
really.
Well, yes, we've got light colours.
The worst possible is working with black fabric. That's wicked, that is.
Yeah. Well, yes, it would be, wouldn't it? It looks lovely, though, that one, doesn't it?
Well, the flowers on the black, yeah. Yes, it is nice. It's okay if you can do it in daylight, but artificial light's difficult. And I used to sit in the car when Charlotte was asleep. She went to sleep in the car. I used to sit in the car and do it. Because the light was good out there.
Yeah. Is that what Janie bought her?
This?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty.
It is pretty. Yeah. It's just too long. Trousers are too long, that's all. This is what... This is my favourite at the moment. She looks wonderful in it. Dungarees.
Did she have those on when you came?
Did she? I don't remember.
Baggy ones, aren't they?
They are baggy,
baggy
yeah.
Baggies,
yeah. Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah, she had those on.
She's nice in denim, actually. Suits her. Is there anything I bought from M&S recently? Because I haven't been impressed.
No. Is it time?
Mm.
Oh. 3:30. What time did she go off? 1:30.
She'll probably be asleep until 5 now.
Oh.
Once she goes, she goes.
Oh. Well, of course she should, really. She should go 4 hours, shouldn't she? If you've got good jollop.
Yeah.
Which you seem to have.
Well, yes, but she seems to do the opposite thing to Charlotte, because she used to sleep in the morning and fidget around in the afternoons. And this one fidgets all morning and sleeps in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, which is quite handy.
And then
I
is
suppose.
She awake in the evening?
Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad, as long as you can get her down at a reasonable hour and get to sleep.
Yeah. Well, she goes down sometime between 8:30 and 11.
Mm.
Which, well, I think what she does, she confuses her early and late evening feeds.
Mm.
So they merge as sort of one solid feed.
Yeah.
All evening. Mm. But then, like last night, see, if I know that she's been chomping on and off all night, she'll go for 4 or 5 hours.
Mm.
Or 5 or 6 hours at night.
Mm.
So, there you are.
Mm. Makes you uncomfortable there, presumably, does it?
Oh no, it just lets down every now and again. And it's sort of. Well, it's not. Well, they do get full, that's if she suddenly does longer than she's been doing.
Yeah.
Then it's overflowing.
Well, is that why you've got that out again?
Right.
You got your pump out again.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I've got 2 ounces in the freezer.
Oh, have you? Oh, something, I suppose.
So if I can do a few 2 ounces worth, I'll put them all together, and Adam can give a little bit.
Mm.
So I can make the dinner or do something useful.
Yeah.
Because I don't tend to get the opportunity. Because
no.
She starts fidgeting. And hang this lot up, I suppose. Want to come upstairs?
Yes, I'll come upstairs. Yes. Just a large bread bin, isn't it?
It is a bit big, that's the only problem,
yes.
But the amount of bread we get through, I need a big one.
Yes, you couldn't put it all in.
Well,
oh,
no, plus the fact that the lid got broken, so...
Oh,
that's
a shame.
Yes, got a certain clumsy person around this house. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of breakages.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Never mind. So Adam said, buy something that doesn't break. We've lost loads of glasses.
Oh dear.
And the lid of the bread bin.
Yeah.
So. And she can't, I don't know if you'd noticed, or she can't make a cup of coffee without spilling it.
Yeah, she spills it as she put yours down.
Yeah. She just can't. She's incapable of doing that without
She's spilling. A bit of a Janie, isn't she?
She's a clumsy clog, that's why I won't let her walk around with the baby. She wants to cuddle her, I make her sit down,
yeah.
I tell her not to move. Well, she's all tripping over her feet. I'd rather not take the risk.
No, that's right.
I don't want her to go flying, do I?
No.
Oh, I'm sure it's been playing hangers.
There's one of my things on.
These hangers you've got.
Yeah, well, they're from all the...
All the clothes. Yeah. They've got handy,
haven't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, I washed all the... Well, not all of them, but all the stuff we sorted out when you were up here.
Mm.
Did a big wash the other day. So they're all ready. Won't be long. And the clothes she's wearing now are 0 to 3 months.
Mm.
And some of them are a bit short.
Small.
Well, I could do the feet and put socks on her.
Well, you don't want to do that, do you, really? Well, you save some of these for Susie.
It would save me a few pennies.
Mm? Yes, it would save you a few pennies, wouldn't it? Yes.
Well, we'll see how we go.
I'm sure you've got quite a lot, though.
Yes, we've got plenty, really. She won't go unclothed, that's for sure.
No.
Plus she's got all the new stuff.
Well, yes.
Oh, we're up here.
Wouldn't have such a thing as a hand drill and some drill, would you?
Well, all that sort of thing. I mean, in the, where the wine is.
Oh, are they? Oh, in the toolbox.
In the drawers.
Oh, in the drawers, right, yeah.
There's all sorts of bits and pieces out there, but I couldn't point you in the right direction immediately. You'd have to you'd have to hunt about a bit, I'm afraid.
Yes, you're going to try and wash some of those that were stained in something strong.
Oh, I haven't done that.
You don't know. Was that they were a bit big, weren't they, anyway?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll probably get it out. Got to try, I suppose.
Mm.
I was in Woolworths the other day, and they've got smocks dresses now. Hand smocks dresses.
Well, it can't be anything else, really, can it? You can't really machine smock, can you?
I shouldn't have
thought
so.
I don't know why they bothered putting it.
$12.99.
It's like tinned food saying no artificial additives. Yeah. So you don't need artificial additives in tinned food. It's trying to make you buy it because it sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Right, is that not done? It's never ending, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Thank goodness for washing machines.
Absolutely.
Don't know how I managed for Iron Nigel.
Well, she did.
I didn't have a washing machine. Oh, look. Little old hankies with the sea on.
Still around.
Oh,
only one.
Only one.
I've got a few flowery ones somewhere.
They're lovely.
Pretty, aren't they?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's out on the floor.
No, that's Charlotte's.
Oh.
Yes. I leave one in there for her to keep pulling on and off hangers. They're mine. Not really. Charlotte's need is greater than mine. Isn't it? That's all the tapes. Yes, well, don't have so much time for tidying up.
No.
You spend an entire morning with a child hanging off you.
What
a horror. She's driving mad, though. God. So you get used to a stage with just Charlotte where you can get on and do things and she'll play beside you or she'll come and help you or hinder you or whatever.
Mm.
But then when you all of a sudden you can't do it because there's another one
demanding
all the time and you're just about to do something. It's very frustrating. There you go. I should just have to relax well. I'm just down there will do.
Yeah, there's a thingy.
I think so. Alright, shake. Pardon? Yes, it's broken. Hang on. See how many nappies I've got. No, we won't back for a little while.
The weekend.
What about the weekend?
Yeah.
I'll get some tomorrow. Then we'll be alright.
Panties.
No, that's downstairs, the other one.
Oh.
That's mine.
That's mine.
And Charlotte's.
Are they for washing?
No.
No?
No, they're all right.
Oh.
And this little lot is for throwing over my shoulder. Pardon?